Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Welcome out to you folks tonight. This is Gary L. Wimmer, and this is Psychics Gone Wild on Blog Talk Radio. And we are glad to have you folks with us tonight. We've got several people in the call room that want to either make comments or get readings or both. I wanted to tell you a little bit about myself, but first I want to introduce you to a lady who's going to co-host with me tonight. This is Miss DC Love, and we're going to get DC on here. DC, you with us, my dear?
I'm here, Garrett. How are you this evening?
Oh, compared to all the possibilities, I look at CNN and I count my blessings. That's all I can say, you know.
Oh, definitely.
So, yeah, I'm doing pretty good other than the heat. You know, it's getting warm down here in Texas, but that's the name of the game. I've lived here most of my life.
Yep.
I know it's hot.
Summer, right? You know. Definitely.
How are you doing, girl? Tell us what you do.
I'm doing great.
What's happening.
It's been a while since I've been on with you. It's been a few months, but
mm-hmm.
I'm doing good. I've been on Tuesday night now for a while, and I'm just blessed that I'm back here with you now. This is awesome.
All right, my dear. All right. Well, tell us a little about yourself.
Oh, sure, Gare. Hey, everybody. This is DC. I was born with natural psychic and mediumship abilities, as well as being an empath, a channeler, and a healer. Spirit has always been a big part of my life, especially now because quite a few of my family members are on the other side. I've communicated with my loved ones who have crossed over, as well as being able to communicate with the angels. I've channeled healing messages from Jesus. I've been to heaven a few times, and that has been like so life-changing for me. I've even had my animals that I've had on this side, they've come back once they've crossed over to visit. So I know that this is not the end, and I believe the best is yet to come. I'm married to my best friend and soulmate. I'm a mother and a grandmother, which I feel, Gary, is my most honored title. And
mm-hmm.
today is a very special day. It's my grandson Xavier's 4th birthday. So I'd like to wish you a happy birthday.
Yes, sir. Happy for it. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday.
Thank you. And I've studied the martial arts, and I'm now studying Reiki. I have a background in law enforcement, private investigation. I connect with the Ascended Masters and the angels to bring divine guidance. I've hung up my 357, and now love is my revolver. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. Love is what I listen to. Everybody, this is DC Love.
All right, Miss DC, good to talk to you again. Good to have you on the show.
Oh.
Little bit about myself. My name's Gary Wimmer. I actually got interested in psychic ability way back in the 60s during college. Started giving readings in the early 70s and got very interested in psychic ability at a very young age. Then in 1977, I had one of the most incredible experiences one could ever have. I had a near-death experience, wrote a book about it called A Second in Eternity. It's available on Kindle, and Amazon. Visiting the mind of God, the infinite mind, the infinite love, affected me from that day forward and made me feel like one of the luckiest people on the planet. And one thing I learned, folks, is that the universe and God is always on our side. But we are a part of nature. We go through cycles. Sometimes stuff works. Sometimes it's a little bit tough. But keep your faith because universal mind is behind us and with us if we turn on to it. In 1980, I met a lady who did a reading for me called with a method called lithomancy, which is psychic art of reading stones. I was fascinated, and she taught me her method, and I've used it since 1980 as my main method. And real quickly, I'll explain to you what I will be doing tonight for some of you folks on readings. I use 16 stones, 10 planet stones, Sun through Pluto. That's Sun, Moon, Mercury, Mars, Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto. And 6 personal stones, love, life, luck, commitment, timing, and place. And I'll charge them up for y'all. I do readings when I do a reading for you tonight, and I will ask you to say drop. And when you say drop, I'll drop these 16 stones and tell you what I see for the next couple months. I wrote a book on this called Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. That's Lithomancy. It's a very unique art. Not many people know it, so that's why I wrote the book. I hope to share this information with a lot of people. It's basically reading symbolism, and I learned a lot about that during my near-death experience in 1977. So that's a little bit about me, a little bit about Miss DC Love, and I want to let you folks know the order. We take calls in the order people call in, so don't hang up and call back. We see you when you dial in. And just to let you know, the first couple callers we're going to do are area code 813-313-845 and 347. So stick with us, and we are going to start by area code 813, and I'll tell you what, we'll give you the first couple callers here. We'll give you a little taste of Miss DC Love, what she does, and a little taste of what I do. And 813, are you with us?
Yes, hi, how are you today?
Good. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Brenda.
Brenda, okay, I'm typing it in because my memory has, oh, there, I didn't quite get it. There, type it into the keyboard, into the studio, so I can remember it. Brenda, how are you doing tonight, girl?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
We're doing pretty good. We're doing pretty good compared to the craziness in the world. Do you want to, I'll tell you what, let's let this DC Love throw a little bit of her magic on you for a few minutes, and then I'll do you a reading covering the next couple months, okay?
Okay.
You get a double whammy for being the first. Go ahead, DC.
How are you, Brenda?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, good, hon. When Gary was talking to you, I saw an animal come by, and I believe it's like a wolverine, and this animal is bringing you a message, and it's saying, Brenda, you're a lot tougher than you think you are. I see that you've had, you have what it takes to deal with, like, turmoil. Maybe like one like event has taken a different turn than you may have expected, but this animal is saying, Brenda, like reflect upon the times when you have faced adversity, and you had to dig like way deep inside of yourself, and you find the resources that help you to continue like onward and outward, and when you recall these memories, just try to like recall how your body felt too at the same time. And try to, like, anchor those feelings by calling upon them. And they're going to help you have the courage you need to maintain your dignity. And I'm hearing by dealing, like, with this situation head on and paying attention, your inner wisdom is going to, you know, provide you everything you need to move ahead. And it's also going to help to tell you when you need to retreat. And it's going to help you sustain your power throughout is what I'm hearing. Does that make any sense?
It does.
Okay, great. Let's see. The next thing I'm being shown, Brenda, it's a beautiful flower, and it's called the Bleeding Heart. And what it's saying is it's safe for you to let go of old emotional pain. And when you do so, you allow your heart to mend. The angels are saying, Brenda, it's time to release the pain that you've carried from the past. And they're saying there's no better time right now like than the present to let go of all these lower energies. Because I'm feeling that they're bringing you nothing but sadness. I'm hearing don't judge yourself for holding on to these emotions. They did, you know, they helped in a way, like they helped to protect you is what I'm hearing. But they delayed healing, Brenda, is also what I'm being shown. And I just want to see here what the angels are saying. But I'm hearing, you know what, now is the time, Brenda, to please, like, choose to let go of the pain and replace it with peace. Work with the energy of these beautiful flowers, the bleeding hearts, along with Archangel Raphael, and they're going to be like a healing duo for you, and they're going to cast aside the darkness, and they're going to shine their light into your heart. And I hope that you'll soon feel your center opening up, and you're going to feel the warmth of love and joy. And they're saying, please hold a vision of a positive future and then create it. So I'm hearing, please let go of resentment, release heartache, and please take care of your physical self. Does that make any sense, Brenda?
It does. I've been told that a few times that I'm holding
okay
pain, but I don't feel that I am. That's what's
okay.
Confusing.
Well, I'm also hearing you've been wishing for something, and I'm hearing your wishes are coming true, and I see concerns fading away, Brenda.
Okay.
You've been praying for something, and it's finally manifesting. And I see, like, something in regard to, like, your finances, and they're going to be realized as well. And I'm seeing that good fortune is going to follow. I'm seeing, like, pleasure and freedom, and I'm hearing things are going to work out the way you've hoped, and I hope that resonated with you.
That is what I needed to hear.
Okay, well, I'm glad that that helped, and I'm going to turn you over to Gary, my co-host, hon.
Okay, thank you so much.
Brenda, like we said, you're one of the earlier callers, or the first caller, so you get a double whammy. I'm using 16 stones, Brenda, charging them up. You probably heard the intro. And all you have to do is say drop. When you say drop, I'll drop them, and I'll read this pattern and tell you what I see, okay?
Okay. Drop.
There you go. All right, you've got the moon on the very top and the luck stone sort of close to it, kind of looking back. So there has been a lot of things about love and relationships that have kind of been quite a challenge for you recently. And you kind of look at like, wow, that was the good old days of luck and so forth. And I'm suggesting not. I'm suggesting that there's a whole period of you reawakening to your own power here, especially when it comes to direction, decision-making, business things, and bringing a lot of luck to yourself and a lot of prosperity, fresh optimism. That's all coming in place in the next couple weeks. And it's coming because you're tired of feeling like other things control your life, the past, the unexpected, other people, what they did or didn't do. Now, you say you probably don't feel much of that directly, but I don't think you're near as burdened with it as you are ready to just not be burdened with it at all. Just kind of clear it out. Because by the third and fourth and fifth week here, I see you have an incredible amount of luck with jobs, with career, with writing, with planning, with structure and so forth, business things, all sorts of committed things. And part of one of the commitments is this commitment to yourself of feeling rejuvenated because there's nothing better to do at this point in time, so to speak. Because by the fifth and sixth and seventh week here, you've really created like a very fresh face for yourself, fresh foundation, fresh purposefulness. You've consolidated a lot of energies. You don't feel frayed. You feel very efficient at things. And that allows you to start making future plans. Because by the ninth and tenth and eleventh week here, I feel like you've really turned this cycle around and really brought out what you're ready for now, which is a bunch of freedom and change and excitement and maybe even things about place you'll be changing, fresh ideas about things. And by the end of this three-month period, you're going to realize that, wow, best days are with me right now. So really take this first couple of days to look at yourself as starting a whole new cycle of luck because you really are and cooperate with it and it'll bless you more than you realize. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
It does. I'm going through, after 22 years, I just found out that they are getting rid of my position. So that's where my concern is. So this is good news to me.
Yeah, I think it's going to turn around for you in some way. You find other opportunities, a lot of strength of communication. Because you want to start this lucky cycle. You don't want to look at all the problems. You want to look at how you're going to solve them and feel empowered. And so just start thinking that way. And like I said, it doesn't start overnight. But the sooner you put on put the gear in forward instead of neutral or reverse and start shifting forward gears, the universe is going to cooperate with you. Really, you got a lot of good energy, girl. You good at what you do. And don't take life so serious, okay?
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Yes, that I do have an issue with. You're right.
I know. I can see it here. That's why I wanted to chuckle with you. Lighten up. Lighten up. It's okay. Everything works if you let it, Brenda.
God bless, Brenda.
Thank you so much to you.
You have a good night, sweetheart. And to you and all you folks, you can listen back on the archives. We have a lot of people in the call room, so we may just start alternating.
Oh, very cool.
We may just start alternating, if that's okay with you.
Sure, that
DC.
Works. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to turn 313 over to you, my dear.
Okay.
313, are you there? Oops, let me get you on the phone. 313.
Hi.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Sherelle, how y'all doing this evening?
Good, Sherelle. How are you, hon?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
Oh, awesome. What's going on with you this evening, hon?
You tell me. Tell me what you see coming up. I want you to do the talking.
Hey,
well,
Sherelle,
my guys, angels, have to tell you.
Okay, well, you know what? The first thing, I pulled a stone for you, and it's called a rune. And what the stone is showing me, this is like, it's a great time for you, Sherelle. I see like a new life, a new path. I see power. And I'm hearing that you have the strength to achieve completion, resolution. And you're going towards like new beginnings. And I'm hearing above all, though, completion is really crucial, that it may be a good time for you right now to complete some kind of project that you are doing. And please make this your first priority. Great. Did you feel like you have, like, some clarity and, like, something was resolved? Because that's what it's showing me.
I'm unsure. I've been doing so much stuff lately. I don't know what I've been doing.
Hey, that's okay. That's a good thing, you know. Let me see what else they have. I'm also hearing, Sherelle, whatever you're desiring right now is within reach, and please just have faith. Everything is going to work out in your favor. I see the universe behind the scenes, and they're helping you, like all the angels and the divine, everybody's helping you. I'm hearing, though, keep your thoughts positive, because the more positive that you keep your thoughts, the more you're going to, like, attract a more favorable outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have any fears, you have any worries, please give them to heaven. And, you know, just ask for support and accept help when it's offered. And I'm hearing, Sherelle, please, like, just keep on going. Keep taking steps, even if they're small steps, because you're going to go in the path of the right direction of your dreams. And the angels want you to believe in yourself, Sherelle.
Okay.
And the next thing I'm being shown, hon, is, like, listen with your heart. And trust the messages that you're receiving with your heart, because the angels and the guides, they're communicating with you, and they may be giving you, like,
with me.
Yeah, they're communicating through, like, gentle breezes and soft messages. Do you feel like you're getting, like, a nudge? Like, because I feel like they're nudging you, like, in a specific direction, either to, like, to speak to someone or go, like, on a certain path. But I'm hearing, Sherelle, don't hesitate. Follow this guidance. And whenever you feel challenged and you don't know where to turn, all you have to do, hon, is just quiet your mind and listen with your heart. And then the correct path is going to appear, because Spirit wants to speak to you.
Oh, I want to speak to them too.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm feeling like right now at this moment, Spirit is trying to give you a message. So please watch for the signs, and the message is going to unfold for you, and it's going to do so effortlessly. And I'm just hearing, Sherelle, like, I'm seeing a beautiful mermaid now, and she's appearing, and she's saying, Sherelle, ready, set, go. It's the perfect moment to dive in and embrace your heart's desire. Even if you don't feel like you're completely ready, hon, you are.
I don't feel like I'm ready, too. I have doubts.
See, the angels are saying, hon, you are ready, you know? Even if you take, like, little baby steps, it's going to take you in the direction of your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hearing, put aside anything that's unrelated now to your life's mission. Even if you have to, like, adjust your schedule a little bit, you know, and just get your priorities straight. And you may have to call upon other people as well, like, to help you with your tasks. But you're going to feel much happier, and you're going to have such great self-esteem, Sherelle. And this is going to attract more abundance in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
And the key to this is just, hon, follow your heart. That's what I'm being shown.
Now, do you have anything like dealing with jobs or anything coming up as far as finances and stuff?
Okay, I'm just, let's see, I'm seeing what the angels gave me when I heard your voice, hon. Let me see.
Okay.
Okay. They're just telling me, like, you know what? They want you to look how far you've come, hon, and see how magical your life really is. And
mm-hmm.
they're saying, when you look in the mirror, do you see the divine shining through your eyes?
No.
Because they really,
I don't.
They want you to notice this.
Okay.
And when you do, they're saying it's easier to respect yourself and act in good conscience, and then you're going to reap the rewards. Now, I'm going to try to see if I can get, like, a specific message in regard to finances, Sherelle, because that's a different question.
No,
okay.
It's fine. No, you don't have to worry about it. Don't worry.
Okay, well, I was just, like I said, I pulled, you know, what they had, and like I said, when you ask a different question. The thing I'm hearing, though, Sherelle, is the angels are saying, are you feeling like you're not being heard? That your needs aren't valid.
Yes.
And, okay, because they're saying now's the time to bring the message to the world. Speak up, Sherelle. It's time for your voice to be heard, you know? And they're just saying, like, you know, like, listening is important, too. And they want you to know, you know, this is a time for you, like, not to be in denial. And they're just saying, you know what, you have to speak, you know, you have to speak your truth at this time, Sherelle. I just want to see if there's anything else that the angels have really fast for you. Okay. What I see, hon, is you have really ancient wisdom within you, and you have to, you know what, you have a deeper inner knowing, and it's emerging from you, and they just want you to be aware of that, Sherelle.
Okay.
Ooh. I don't know if you're aware of it, you know?
Like that deeper knowing?
A deeper, like an inner knowing is coming from within you. You have, like, really, really deep, like, inner ancient wisdom, hon, that the angels want you to share with the world.
I don't know.
And they're also saying,
Sherelle,
like, please, they want you to magnify your intentions. They want you to choose, like, something, just, like, one specific goal at a time, and they want you to work towards that goal. And they're saying your energy is spread, like, out right now among too many ideas, Sherelle. Does that resonate?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and they're saying, please bring your focus back to whatever is your key intention, and let your angels help you, hon.
Okay.
So just center yourself and determine what is the highest priority right now, Sherelle. Okay?
Okay.
And the angels are going to help you with this, hon, and I hope that helped you.
It did. It helps a lot. I wrote down everything you said. Thank you.
Well, God bless you, hon, and please keep in touch with us and let us know how you're doing, hon.
Okay. I will.
Thanks, Sherelle.
Thank you.
You have a good evening,
thank
honey.
You guys. You
thank
too.
You. God bless.
God bless.
God bless, Sherelle. Sherelle, I think I got your name correct.
Yes.
I wanted to add one little comment to what you were saying, DC, about reading the signs. To Sherelle and all you folks, it is subtle. It's very subtle. But we can learn to hear it, to pick up on it, to tune into it by reading the signs. It's subtle. It doesn't come to you like an email or certainly a lot like a fire truck. So, you want to learn about your psychic ability? Meditate. Look for the subtlety. Usually it's pretty much subtle. We're going to move on to area code 845. Are you with us, 845?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call. My name's
Diana, how are you doing tonight, girl?
I'm okay. I have a lot going on, and it's the first time I've heard your show, and I thank you for taking my call and that I was able to get on.
Well, we're glad to have you on, and I just want to let the other folks know the callers we're going to be taking soon. Stick with us. As area codes 347-203-805 and 727 and 111. So y'all stick with us. Don't call back. Diana, you want me to give you a general reading, which will cover a lot of different things?
I would love that because I have a lot of different things going on.
Okay, so often the reason I do lithomancy readings is. It's like shows me the information faster than you could explain it. what it's leading to and why. Yeah, when I first learned this method in 1980, it's fascinated me every day since. But having said that, my dear, I've been charging these stones up, putting your energy into them, and all you have to do is say drop.
Drop.
All right. Well, you got a lot of good energy coming into you, even though there's been sort of some obstacles you've been facing recently, probably some ups and downs with male energy and so forth and emotions. But as you go through this first week, it feels like there's a lot of decision making and a lot of, it's almost like objective. It's almost like really weighing the facts, looking at the issues, because what you're dealing with in this first week to two is making some decisions so you can start really seeing the long term of your life. And it doesn't mean you get there overnight, but it puts you in a frame of reference here for the next couple of weeks to where you really start feeling so jubilant about things, and you start feeling empowered, and things about love become much more less cumbersome, more fulfilling, and so forth, family, love, and so forth. And by the fourth week here, by the third and fourth week here, because of this powerful decision-making and optimism you're going through just in the first couple of weeks, that you're almost applying because the other alternative is no fun, you know, feeling weighed down or lowed. So it's almost like, okay, well, I don't like neutral, I don't like reverse, so hell, I'm going to try first and forward. And as you do that in the first couple of weeks, it gives you all this, like, re-empowerment again, new visions, old visions re-updated. And it starts showing you by the second and third week here how much power and control you actually do have in your life and how much you're getting that in play for, like, the next chapter of your life. So as you get a very good feeling of lucky, fortunate circumstances by the third and fourth and fifth week here, that helps you erase a lot of stuff in the past that has been kind of weighing on you. There's a lot of healing, transformation going on in that period from the, like, fourth and fifth week and so forth. And by the sixth and seventh week, it feels like the direction you have in life gives you a lot more flexibility around place, around environment, around jobs, opportunities, things like that. So you're not only thinking outside the box, you're getting information, opportunities outside the box from about the sixth and seventh week, eighth week on. And this is not an accident. It's because of the planning you do here in the first week of thinking, what the hell, I'm going to think big. Why not, you know? Challenge the universe, you know. You with me? You with me, girl?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Because that's really what it feels like. The other alternative, you've been there and you just feel damned up that way, and that's no fun. Because from the ninth to the 12th week, you're going to have this incredible return of feeling about relationships, new career, expansion of career, stability. And I wouldn't be surprised if love and comes alive for you in such a better way. And you get more support because you start off believing in yourself, and then it turns this magnet on where other people are drawn to you for many reasons, this sort of new shining you've got. And by the end of this three-month period, you're going to be real proud of the fact that you have taken upon yourself the determination to just go, to hell with this, I'm going forward. Does that make sense to you?
That makes a lot of sense. It most definitely does.
Good.
Absolutely.
Girl. That's 3 months in 3 minutes or 4 minutes, so listen back on the archives, girl, and you can download it, okay?
I definitely will, and I appreciate that so much.
You too, Diana. Keep us in mind. And all you folks can, we give a reading to, remember, you can go download the archives about an hour after this show. Wanted to give you an update on the area codes. We're going to 347 next, then 203, then 805, then 727. And you folks stick with us. We're going to try and get a little bit of everybody here. This is 347. Are you with us, 347?
Yes, I am. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name's Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
You
got
it, my dear.
Love and life.
We're doing good. How are you?
I'm okay. Just going through some, you know, relationship issues.
Okay.
Or maybe I shouldn't have said that and just got a general reading.
Okay.
But we
okay,
could focus on relationships, you know, or whatever you see.
Okay. Definitely. Okay, the first thing that I'm seeing, Nicole, I'm being shown, like, a past life relationship that you've known someone, like this person in the past, and the angels are telling me that you have unfinished business with this soulmate from a past lifetime. But this could involve just, like, forgiving someone. It could be learning, like, some kind of a lesson, even, like,
well,
a lesson of patience is what I'm hearing.
Relationship I have as a lesson, you know, but
okay.
We're kind of,
you know what, this person,
they're showing me, they're saying, like, soulmates, like, they recognize each other instantly, you know, and you feel that, you know? You
yes,
feel some
I
kind
felt
of,
it.
Like, a chemistry almost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and sometimes, like, you try to make it, like, logical, and it doesn't, you know, it's not even anything that you could put into, like, a logical sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and
understood.
Yeah, it's because, like, the purpose of this relationship is healing and learning.
Okay.
Whether or not, like, your soulmate becomes, like, your life partner, that's another story.
Yes. I think
right.
it's another
but you're
story.
yeah, you're experiencing personal as well as spiritual lessons and growth as a result of these relationships.
Yes.
And I'm hearing, like, maybe, like, look into some kind of, like, a past life regression, and this is going to help you, like, uncover some of the answers you're looking for.
Okay.
But on another note, like I'm seeing like good news coming to you, hon, in regard to financial matters.
Okay.
So that's what the angels are showing me. I see some kind of plans, and they're moving ahead like really fast. I don't know if you've taken on like a new interest or something's become a passion for you. I'm not sure. But they're showing me like
grooming. I'm a groomer, but I'm planning to branch out.
Okay, well, that's what they're showing me. That's good. I'm just hearing, you know, like, that you have wisdom beyond your years.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's what they're showing
I'm
me
very
as
intuitive.
Well. But they're saying,
yes.
You know, the thing is that you've been, like, a little bit too busy right now. And I'm
mm-hmm.
hearing you got to take a time out.
Yes.
You take care of everybody, and you're not really taking care of yourself like you do everybody else. And I see you getting very tired, and you just push yourself. You're trying to work more and more and more.
Yes.
And I
true.
See a big stop sign right in front of you, and the angels are saying, please stop, you know? Mm-hmm. You've earned a rest, please, you know this, and, you know, take this rest, you know? Because if you do take the rest, you know what? After that little rest, you're going to be more efficient and productive.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, and also, I'm hearing you're not taking care of that inner child within you. It needs nurturing as well.
Yes,
so the
I
angels
kind of stopped meditating.
Okay. Well, that's good. Because, you know what, you have to meditate. Because, you know what, the angels are saying, you know, they want you to either, like, take a nap, go out and play, do something, you know, to nurture that inner child, hon.
Yes.
And they want you to do this, like, now, like, without delay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because when you do this, you're going to have, like, new energy. And while you're taking this little time out, you're getting new ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And the angels
okay.
are going to help you delegating, like, all the, you know, the duties that you have.
Yes.
Okay, but I'm also hearing now, the angels want you to set your sights, like, a little bit higher. And they're saying,
oh.
you know what, increase your standards and expect more from yourself, more for
okay.
yourself. Don't settle. And
is
I
that
feel like
in
you've
relationships
been in some
in...
kind of a situation lately. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. And the angels are saying you've settled for less than you desire, for, like, much less than you deserve.
Yes,
hon, you don't
I
need
have.
To compromise. Heaven is going to help you heal, and all those troubled situations, you know, they're going to be replaced in your life. All you have to do is ask for heaven's help.
Okay.
And listen to the guidance that is being provided. And take time, like, every day, visualize and dream about what you really, truly desire.
Yes.
And don't be worried about being disappointed, because you deserve a great life. You have the power. And heaven is going to help you accomplish that. And just know that, like, when you're afraid and you start worrying, you're slowing down the manifestation process.
Okay, yes.
Okay, and just, you know what, release all those cares and doubts and give them to heaven.
Yes, okay, thank you.
And please, like, reach for the stars. And just know that
yes.
you're qualified and you're deserving of all these gifts. And the angels are saying, hon, just open your arms to receive them. Does that resonate with you?
Yes, it does. And thank you very much.
You know what? I have a little bit more. I see the door to romance opening if you want to hear about it. I don't know. Do you want to hear
sure,
about it?
Sure, sure.
Okay. I do
I
see this door opening.
I think I just broke up with my soulmate, though, something you were talking about earlier. And
well,
it's
I mean,
really hurting me.
Well, you know what? You meet with soulmates, and sometimes, like, these soulmates aren't meant to be your life partner.
Yes.
But I see a new love arriving for you very soon.
Mm-hmm.
I do see a beautiful, okay, strong connection.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what they're showing me. And the universe wants you, in the meantime, to take care of yourself. Because,
yes,
this door is going to be opening for you very, very soon.
Okay.
So in the interim, just, like, take care of yourself.
Yes.
And I'm hearing, you know, the next thing that they're showing me, I see a stream of abundance, hon, and it's ready to flow into your life. But you have to take a little bit of action, and the action on your part is you have to believe, honey, that you deserve it, because you do.
Yes, yes.
You've planted those seeds, and you know what? The beautiful garden is growing right now, and you're really close to receiving, hon, is what I'm being shown. I see an outpouring of money. I see an outpouring of energy, one of time, and one of love. But the first thing is you have to know that you deserve it, because you do.
Mm-hmm. I doubt myself, yes, but thank you.
See,
for
this
the reassurance.
You can't doubt yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You just
all
have
right.
to, you know what, just, this is like all about universal law, and the more you focus on gratitude, and you know, and the more abundance you're going to have. So
yes.
just know that you deserve good things. And good things, more good things are coming to you, hon.
Yes.
And the last thing I'm seeing is a little cat, and this little cat is saying, it's time for you to strike out on your own and relinquish any, like, dependencies on others.
Yes.
So, you know, you can't depend, like, on another person, is what I'm hearing from this
mm-hmm.
little tiny cat. And right now, the cat is saying, like, just, like, look at the people and the things that you're dependent upon. Step back, you know, and look at your life and see the areas that need, like, a little bit of adjustment, and just, like, act accordingly. And make sure you set boundaries and you ask for
yes.
what you want. And when you make decisions, make those decisions based on your own internal authority, okay?
Which is my intuition, right?
Right. So you
okay.
just, like, if you do things that are, you know, because they're going to be good for you, not they're because of another person. And Archangel Michael is here, and he's saying that you're on the right path, and
oh,
you're going in the right direction toward achieving, you know, everything in your life, you know, and it's for your life's purpose and your inner peace.
Thank you. Yes, this is so reassuring.
I know
oh,
that
wow.
you've been listening to your guidance from within, and the angels are clapping right now, and they're saying, please keep doing that and follow it faithfully.
Yes.
And
okay.
I realize you don't see what's clearly ahead of you, but please know that the angels are here with you, hon, and they're going to guide you as well as protect you every step of the way. So they're just saying, please keep up the good work. I hope that
okay.
helps.
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
God bless, hon. Take care and
all right.
stay in touch
Love
with us.
Love and light. All right.
Love and light to you, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a good night, Nicole. God bless you, girl. Just want to let all you folks know you can find out more about Miss DC Love and myself on psychicsgonewild.com. So check it out. And if you want to get a hold of either of us, you could Google our name or go to GARYWIMMER.com, and you'll find a psychic link explaining what I do. And you can find Miss DC Love and all her links on Psychics Gone Wild. So check us out. We can do a lot more on a 20-minute, 30-minute, 40-minute reading than we can on 5 minutes. But we're moving along, and I want to let you know about the area codes. Folks, 203, you're next, then 805 and 727. So stick with us, folks. We'll try to get you all in. 203, can you hear us?
Woody. My name is Woody. How are you doing?
Woody, how are you, my man? We're doing okay.
Okay.
How can I help you? Would you like a general reading? Do you have some specific questions?
Sure, general reading.
Okay, I'll tell you what, Woody. I like to do this because it covers 3 months and covers a lot of little information about a lot of little issues. And as I'm not sure you heard the intro, Woody, but what I'm doing is I use these 16 stones in a method called lithomancy. And for those of you all who like to check it out or find me, for that matter, you can Google LITHOMANCY or lithomancy.com. But these 16 stones are getting nice and warm, Woody. So all you have to do, brother, is whenever it feels right, just say drop. Just, and I'll tell you what I see.
Drop.
All right. Well, it actually feels like there's a lot of things going on with you in the first week or two that have you dealing with women, relationships, balance, harmony, trying to get things straightened out for yourself and probably for other people. And it feels like in going through that, even though there's a lot of changes you're going through right now, maybe, I don't know if it's commitments, love, work, feels like a lot of different things. As you go through this first week or two, see yourself in balance. See yourself able to deal with the curveballs that life's giving you in a way that it comes out ahead, because there's a lot of change going on. And there's a lot of things that you'll be you could be frustrated about if you didn't look at them in the correct perspective, which is they're giving you new ways to look at things. They're giving you new channels, new ideas. So don't be afraid of what seems like a bunch of curveballs, because they're giving you fresh ways to make decisions and fresh ways to start seeing long-term plans. And by the third week, that seems to be what's coming in play a lot. You're starting to get really a lot of feeling over your life, your decision-making ability, to where you're feeling very fortunate about things. Right now, it feels like you're kind of putting the balance back in play. But by the fourth and fifth week here, there's a lot of luck coming to you. There's a lot of, it's almost like a lot of knowledge through being spiritual knowledge, getting a whole new fresh grasp on what's really important, how you feel about things, your other spiritual and psychic side. And by the fifth and sixth week, that knowledge added on to the things I've said here for the first couple weeks are really putting you back in charge of your life. In charge of love, in charge of commitments, in charge of responsibilities. And it helps you erase a lot of things from the past and conquer a lot of your fears, because you're starting out this three-month period sort of with a certain knowledge of, okay, here's what I have to do. Here's how I have to feel about things. Here's how I have to make decisions. And that's a good thing, because it's going to give you a lot of flexibility and a lot of it's going to help you regauge your own ability to make decisions, communicate, be at peace, be at balance, find fresh opportunities, that sort of thing. And as you go through that, you're going to realize by the end of this three-month period how it's helped you conquer a lot of your fears, how it's helped you deal with love in a fresh new way, how it's made responsibilities and even the, like as you try to expand, think of long-term dreams, it's showing you how to move the obstacles out of the way so they're more likely to come your way, more likely to happen. And that's what starting this three-month period is, you having this feeling of balance within yourself and taking that to the next step. Does that make sense, Woody?
Yeah.
Well, good, man, because that's kind of what I see in general. And I hope that helps you. Do you have any specific question about that?
I still like been seeing with pursuing a career as well, and up and down, and connecting with people was like been up and down. So I was wondering about all the obstacles.
That's why I feel like there's a lot of change going on. It's bringing you. When you go through a lot of change, you learn how to deal with it. When you go through things that are difficult in life, you learn how to deal with them. If you never have a problem, if you never have a something you have to work on or correct, you never gain anything. So, yeah, I do feel you're kind of going through this period of confusion. But as you start deciding right now and in the next couple of days and week that, screw this, I'm going to be on top. I'm going to be in power. I'm going to make things work for myself, because the sun is the highest stone. Like I said, it's right next to the moon and Venus. So just in the first couple of days or weeks, let yourself believe in yourself again. You can erase the blackboard from yesterday. In fact, you can erase it from 5 seconds ago. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
Go with that, my man. I hope it helps you. And
thank you.
You can listen back on the archive. Well, God bless you,
Woody. Thank you.
You have a good evening, brother.
You too.
And remember, Woody, you can listen back on the archives, download them to your computer, and so forth. And we are going to let Miss DC Love talk to area code 805. Are you with us, 805? Where are you, 805? There you are. Can you hear me, 805?
Hi, I'm here.
Hello,
yes, what's your
can
name?
We have your name, please? Hi, it's Kara. Hi, Kara. How are you doing this evening, hon?
I'm good. Thank you.
Do you have, like, a specific concern in mind, or would you just like to get a general reading?
Possibly a general reading or whatever you might be seeing. I am always have a lot of it going on and a lot of self-discovery and a lot of things happening. And so, you know, whatever.
Okay. Well,
and then if something comes to me, then I'll ask.
Okay. The first thing I'm hearing is that you're in the process right now. You're developing or you're fine-tuning your spiritual gifts.
Okay,
and I
yes.
feel like you're learning to trust and you're sort of like integrating your spiritual gifts like into your daily life.
I'm getting back into that, and I finally saw and had some kind of discovery that I have protection around me, so it's okay to open that up again.
Oh, definitely. And the angels want to remind you that your sixth sense is a natural ability, and you really don't have to work at it. It's just something that you have to allow and trust. And they want to make sure that, like with the trust, that you're meditating, and really be patient, because it's really important to be patient when you're working and developing with these gifts. I don't know if you've been doing it like for a short time. I mean, I'm not sure, but with all of us, there's always more learning as we,
yes.
Progress. And as you naturally allow and trust the process, you're going to find that more and more information is going to be revealed to you. I'm feeling you may be trying right now a little bit too hard.
I am. I'm very much a go-getter, and I am an entrepreneur, and I'm trying to go from being a wantrepreneur to a real entrepreneur.
Okay, well, you know what? Just, don't try as hard, like with the spiritual gifts, because when you do, you know what, you're sort of like blocking the flow of receiving is what the angels are telling me.
Yes, okay.
And you're so gifted, hon. And this is part of your path. This time, like this lifetime around, this is part of your path. But all
well, that's my, are, I think that's my biggest thing is,
But you know what?
Even
myself and, others, sometimes, like, we even have a tendency, like, every now and then to second guess, like, ourselves. And you just have to, like, really trust. That's the key,
Right.
And when you start to get frustrated, like, it just blocks the process. So I'm hearing from Spirit, they're saying, please trust and allow these beautiful gifts that you have to unfold in divine timing.
Okay.
They're going to come to you, hon. You just have to, just allow everything to flow in. The next thing that I'm hearing is, like, please watch your thoughts.
Okay.
just really, extra, just, like, pay a little extra attention is what I'm hearing to monitoring your thoughts,
Of being more
sometimes,
positive.
Sometimes, like, everybody has a tendency now and then, on an occasion to, having, a negative thought and stuff. But as soon as you, catch that you're having, a negative thought, please, when you recognize it, cancel it out and try to say something positive and replace it with a positive thought.
Right.
Okay? And this
yeah.
is going to help you to manifest to your highest potential, and it's going to bring things to you, rapidly, is what, what the angels are saying.
Can I ask a question with
sure. Go ahead.
Regarding the spiritual side and then let's say the business side.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have things come to me and I'll be able to see on the business side, I'll research things and things will just come to me and I can see a whole vision.
Okay.
Of just a whole thing. And then, and the same thing happens to me with other people that come to me. And I feel like I'm in high school all over again. My tennis coach when I was younger said, if you would just pick one thing, you would be so good at it. And I have a little struggle with that. As far as like the spiritual side, I can hear things, I can see things, and I get kind of scared, I get nervous, and
yeah, no,
I
you don't have to be, hon. All you have to do is just like, you know what, you have to trust your intuition.
Okay.
You're receiving, and once you do that, everything is going to fall into place.
Okay.
So it's a lot easier on the spiritual side. But what I'm seeing for you, too, is I feel like you have to heal your past.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I mean, I know, and I know that's a lot of people have, you know, things that they, and I've worked on that. But you're right. I mean, yes, I can see that
as
well.
You know, you just have to ask like the angels to come in and help you release the old blockages, you know?
Okay.
And that's, you know, that's what I'm being shown.
Okay.
You know, because it may be something from like a past relationship, some kind of a situation. And I see that there's like forgiveness involved, you know? And
well, I'm very empathetic, and I understand, and people may have certain situations or things may occur. I am working on a forgiveness factor, and
well, you know what? You don't. It's not even about forgiving like a certain person. It's just about like the situation itself. When you let the angels come in and help you with that, it frees you from
okay.
the situation.
Right. Well, my motto is always, let me pretend I've had a lobotomy so I can move past whatever issues is there and I can see clearly and not get hung up on.
Okay, well, you know what? The next thing, honey, I'm seeing is a beautiful cardinal. And
okay.
I'm seeing like you're on your spiritual path. And, you know, it is hard for you and everything. But what this is showing me... it's talking about, like, basically, like, you were sort of talking about spiritual perfection,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm just hearing, you know, like, to be polarized, like, in one direction or the other, it's just, you have to, like you said, you have to, you know, let spirit guide you in regard to, like, the spiritual side is what I'm being shown. And then, you know, once you do, you're going to have so many blessings. And you're
okay.
going to find that your thoughts are going to be redirected. And you're going to be able to take action. And that action is going to bring you greater balance and fluidity between, like, those two polarities.
Right.
Of your spiritual and your physical side. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does. I feel like I've been in struggling with
okay. well, you know
two
what?
Different things.
Right. And the angels are saying, just
a
keep
balance,
charging ahead.
Balance.
Don't
yeah.
take no for an answer, okay? You are on the right path.
Okay.
I know it might seem like it's taking a long time, and there's like a
very
lot of...
Very long.
Okay,
it's been 7 years of a lot of hard work. And,
oh, wait, you're making progress. I see the progress,
yeah.
and I see your outcome, you
okay.
know?
Yeah.
That's what I'm being shown.
Okay.
You're on like a divine course, you know?
Right. Well, I'm
coming out of the darkness, hon, into the light.
Okay.
You know, and just know that, like, heaven is behind you. And just expect, you know, miracles, okay?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, hon. You have a great night. God bless.
Thank you. Same
Thank
to you.
You.
God bless you.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
God bless you, Kara. Have a good evening, and glad you called in. We may not get to all the callers we'd like to. You folks can always check back next week, Monday night, or if you want to. Try Thursday nights at 8 o'clock, either Psychics Gone Wild or A Second in Eternity is the show I have. I probably won't have it this Thursday because I'm going to a very important meeting, but from here on Thursday nights, check that out, A Second in Eternity on Blog Talk Radio. We are moving to area code 727. Are you there, 727?
I am. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes. Who are we speaking with?
This is Kate.
Kate, how are you, my dear? Are you doing okay, considering the chaos in the world?
I am doing great. Thanks, Gary.
Good, girl. Well, we've got about 5 minutes. Would you like me to give you a general reading, tell you what I see over the next couple months?
I'd love a general reading. And, Gary, if I have to mute out. I am expecting a call. I'll listen on the archive. So just keep going.
Okay, girl. I sure will. Will you stay with me at least long enough for me to get these stones charged up? I just did. You said it, and I did it right then. You've got the moonstone right at the very top. That shows a lot of strength with emotions coming into play. Even though there's a lot of things around place and environment and so forth that are changing, you know, moving fast. As you go through this first week to 2 weeks here, it's really a time to start having some big, fresh plans about things because it's the time to take both action and to think big and to not worry about things failing. You've gone through a lot of that, you know, empowering yourself so you're not afraid to fail in the last, it feels like for a while now, it feels like you're kind of like graduating from that in some sort of way, to where you're really putting a lot of fears in the past and so forth behind you. Because by the second and third and fourth week here, you're able to deal with things, heal yourself, heal other people, bring resolution to issues that have been hanging around for a long time, so to speak, and really clearing things out for yourself. And like I said, the moonstone right at the top has to do with emotions. The way it's pointing, it's showing you getting a whole new feeling of strength about yourself, about your environment, about the people you care about. So don't be afraid of actually attaining that and having it work. You know, sometimes we don't feel like we don't deserve things, or that, you know, that shouldn't happen to me, or blah, blah, blah. Believe in miracles. We believe in tragedies. Why not believe in miracles? So as you go through this first week or two, especially with this magic stone next to Mars in place, really feel confident about your future. Because, yes, there's change. Yes, there's things that have been sort of unsettled that are getting worked out. But it feels like in the process here, in the next couple of weeks, you're not only able to make a lot of good decisions, but you're really, like I said, conquering a lot of your doubts and fears so your life can really take off like you've been planning for a while. And that seems to come into play from the fourth and fifth and sixth week on, when you're things are really lining up for you. You've cleared out a lot of this doubt and this fear and this what if things go wrong, and turned it into, hell, I'm going to make things go right. I mean, it's almost like a process you go through, and it's very healthy for you, too. Because, again, it goes along with this thing of emotions here at the very start that says you want to have a completely fresh emotional look on everything. And I've grown up with six brothers. I know a lot about men, and I can say one thing. You ladies are very complex, to your compliment, you know. So sometimes you have to just kind of uncomplicate things a little bit and believe in things and believe in yourself and let things work. Because that sort of imagination here in the first several weeks is going to set off a lot of almost like fresh explosions in your life and fresh possibilities, and take you to like to people and places and ideas you're ready for and felt like you've been maybe you know, haven't got your piece of the pie yet. Well, it's coming into play, because by the seventh and eighth week here, you're going to be in very fortunate circumstances that you've created around your environment, around long-term plans, and around you having control over things in quite a different way. And that brings you up to the ninth and tenth week here. Balance, love, good decisions about stability, about planning, about future activities, home, life, purposefulness, direction, that sort of thing, all comes into play again. And it complements and finishes up by this 12-month period exactly with what you started, is this feeling of having emotions work in your favor and balance and harmony. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Gary, it makes complete sense. If either of you or both of you could give me some confirmation about, I have seen repeatedly.
Well, we've got less than 40 seconds. Make it real quick, and I'll tell you what I see.
Okay. The sign, have it all.
That's the way you should be thinking. That's the way you should be thinking. That's why you're feeling that. You've denied yourself of that feeling, so it's time to change that. Why are you still here and got time to make yourself have it all? I hope that helps you, Kate. We're going to have to go out. We've got 20 seconds left.
Tremendously. God bless you both. It was a
God bless you.
Show.
Good night.
DC, thank you so much. We'll see you folks next week.
Oh, thank you, Gar.
Sorry we didn't get to everybody, but we tried. God bless you. See you next week, folks. Come back and join us.
Everybody.
Thank you.